Feed Pool on ABC Coffs and Mid North Coast.
Now, one thing's for sure, with all of this rain, the grass is really long. I know mine certainly is, and I was thinking, considering we have a long, rainy summer ahead, maybe we should get some expert advice this morning on the best way to mow.
Monday's experts.
So Russell Fensom joins us. Russell is Council's team leader, Greenkeeping Services Sports. He's from Coffs Harbour City Council, and honestly, he has a lot of lawn he's got to mow, don't you, Russell?
We certainly do. If you think you've got dramas at home, just imagine lobbing somewhere and you've got 55 hectares to mow after the rain.
55 hectares. How are you even going to tackle that? Like, you just need a monster mower.
Yes, we do. We've got a bigger machine that cuts nearly 2.5 metres wide. So obviously horses for courses. But, if you're at home, I think the biggest trick for keeping your lawn good in this type of weather is exactly like your garbage bin. It's got to go out once a week, so the mower's got to come out once a week.
Mower's got to come out once a week? Really?
Even shorter period than that. You know, obviously the normal house lawn probably only takes you an hour to mow with a push mower. So instead of dedicating probably an hour to exercise, just dedicate an hour to mowing the lawn.
Okay, so like why can't you just like wait a month?
Well, really what happens, if it gets out of control, the grass gets longer, there's more debris to pick up, especially if you you like to keep your lawn neat and tidy, and you can move the grass in through the house, which also upsets your wife. So you need to keep things tidy outside so that the grass doesn't come inside.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's good. You don't want it to mess the floors up. So, all right, let's tackle the once-a-week mow. You should realistically, if you mow once a week, cut your mowing time down ultimately, right? It's like being mowing fit, really, isn't it?
Well, that's correct, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And obviously there's less clippings go into the catcher. There's less times you've got to empty the catcher. And then if you do happen to have an extended period of rain, well, at least you've got the thing under control before that rain comes. You've got to be a bit proactive. You know, all the weather app nowadays, you can, once upon a time, there used to be a saying where you'd never trust the weather or a committee man, but now, you know, you can pretty well trust the weather with the apps.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about how dry it needs to be before you can mow.
Just so there's no moisture on the leaf. A lot of people I see get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and mow their lawn at 7:30. Well, you're going to make a mess because there's dew all over the grass. It's like when you go out and play golf, it's not pleasant hitting the ball onto the green with the dew on there because it's hard to putt, slows the ball down. And that's what happens. It makes the grass harder to pick up. So the best time to mow your lawn is obviously after about 11 o'clock. And, it's a lot easier when it's dry.
And what setting do you put your lawnmower at?
I've got a ride-on mower at home. We've got a couple of acres where I live, so it's like knocking off work to carry bricks, isn't it? You sort of mow here and then you go home and mow. But, once it gets long, what you need to do is not cut it all down in the one hit either. I tend to sort of lift the mower up two notches and cut it, and then cut it at a closer interval the next time down a couple of notches. So that way you're not just making a mess.
Yes, okay. Oh, that's a good tip. So at the moment ours is really long, so you would put it on a higher setting, and then next week as we become more mowing fit, because we'll do it every week, then we'll just lower the setting down.
Yeah, just drop the setting down a little bit. That's all you have to do. But in that case, you'd have to wait a little bit longer for it to dry out. The other thing to do, if you've got like a level lawn or a rake, a garden rake, a plastic garden rake, you can actually rub the dew off the ground. Just pull the rake over the top of it, it'll knock the dew off the leaf and it'll dry out quicker.
quick rake before you mow if you want to get up early in the morning.
That's it.
Does it matter what type of grass you have, if you have cooch or buffalo? Does it matter?
Different strategies? Not really. In this climate, some of the buffalo varieties are probably better for smaller lawns because they don't grow upright as quick. But probably the most bulletproof grass is any type of green cooch. Look, the main thing, as long as you keep at it regularly, any grass is good if you mow it once a week.
Are you edges first or edges after?
No, edges first. That way what you do is you can pick up a little bit of the stuff that you cut off the edge with the mower, and then obviously blow the rest either into the garden or sweep it up. So depending on whether you're using a brush cutter as the edger, you can actually distribute the stuff that you're cutting off onto the lawn and then pick it up with the lawnmower if you know what you're doing.
Okay, and when should we put down weed killer, before or after you've mowed the lawn?
If you look at the label on most of the herbicides you use, there's a 2-day withholding period on mowing after application. So you've got to at least not mow for 2 days before and not mow for 2 days post the application.
Okay, don't tell Steve McGrain we said weed killer, okay? Because
most of the stuff nowadays is nearly 70% of the chemicals that we use are environmentally friendly. They've got no poison schedule, most of them. Even some of the insecticides you can spray without gloves or a mask on, and they have a 9-month activity in the soil, but they're a plant derivative. So it's definitely not the way it used to be, where it was DDT and different things like that are now banned,
yeah,
obviously.
You don't use Roundup?
We use glyphosate, but the biggest drama, and once you've been in the trade for a while, the biggest drama with the glyphosate is that people don't read the label. How many people do you see spraying their home lawn and they say it's Roundup and they've got a pair of thongs and a pair of shorts on? That's like 75% of people do that. Doesn't matter whether you're a home gardener or a greenkeeper, you've got to follow the instructions on the label, which is so important.
When you watch other people mow the lawn, do you just drive past and shake your head like, what are they doing?
Oh, no, I don't play golf for the fact that I spend all my time looking at the grass instead of the ball. But no, not really.
All right. What would be your strategy to having perfect lawn this summer? Like, if you were going to walk us through, you know, step by step, what would that be?
You'd pick a grass variety that was quite manageable. Like I said, I prefer cooch to some of the other more exotic types of grass. And then if you're really keen, you get a better mower. So you can buy small cylinder mowers. I know one of the chaps at work here, he's got a magnificent cooch lawn at Emerald Beach. Apparently there's people line up for 1 or 2 days a week just to walk across his lawn.
Get out.
Seriously, yeah? Yeah.
$5 bucks for a lie down.
That'd be right, I'd say. But that's all you need to do. And obviously, once you've got the idea of how to maintain it, there's other different tricks of the trade. It's like a bricklayer, a plumber or anything like that. There's always something that other people don't know that stays in the trade type of thing.
Oh, come on. Give us one trick. One trick of the trade.
Give us one trick. If you actually look up online, there's a product and it's got various brand names, but it's a growth regulator. So this is serious. This is for all the people that don't like to put the bins out. You can actually spray a growth regulator on it. Instead of cutting it every week, you can cut it every 2.5 weeks and it doesn't grow upright, it grows sideways.
A growth regulator?
A growth regulator. If they look that up on the internet, and you can now purchase it in small packages, where before it was 5 litres, you can get it in 1 litre, 500 mils online, and that's a bit of a trick of the trade.
That was a good one. Do you have any others you'll share?
Yeah, I do. If you get an opportunity, make sure your wife knows how to mow the lawn.
You should share that job. It is. It's good exercise.
It certainly is.
You just, yes. I want one that's easier to start.
Yeah, and that's another thing too. You've got to know your machinery. Make sure you look after it yourself. And typically what happens is you mow the lawn, you put the mower away and you do nothing to it till the next week. But you need to check the oil if it's a 4-stroke, make sure that the fuel mixture's right if it's a 2-stroke, and make sure the blades are... The big thing with the blades and what makes the grass catch better is the upsweep on the back of it. So you've got to make sure when you check your blades that if you live in a sandy area, like on beach suburbs and that, it actually wears that upsweep off the blade and it won't pick up the grass.
Okay, there you go. I've got a little electric mower at the caravan. I love it. I just plug it in. Off you go. It's yes. Easier than a petrol mower, I think.
Yes, you can actually get an electric ride on now. I think one of the bigger hardware chains have got them. So everything's sort of going to that electric standard. And for a smaller lawn, you know, the one charge gets you right the way through.
Oh, no, I actually plug this in. Like, it's got a cord. Like, the biggest issue with it is that I might mow the cord.
Okay. Yeah, I've done that. I used to start my apprenticeship at a bowling green. I think every bowling green keeper in Australia has run over the cord at one stage of the game.
But it was one of the best $30 I've ever spent. Bought it secondhand. Still, I think it's time to upgrade.
Yes, definitely.
When you're looking for a new mower, what should we be on the lookout for?
Well, as I said, nowadays, even, you know, it doesn't matter what size lawn it is, most of the mowers you can get in electric form with a battery pack, so you don't need that cord. Any of the bigger hardware chains have got smaller horsepower 4-stroke mowers with catches, and once again, probably the critical element there is making sure that the blades are intact all the time.
Mm. Hey, why do I have to catch the grass? Like, what happens if I can't be bothered and it just stays, like the grass clipping stays on the grass?
The first morning you walk out to pick up the paper or the milk, well, there's not milk deliveries now, but I'm showing my age a bit there, and the dew's on the ground, you trip the grass back inside.
Yeah, okay, that's pretty obvious, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there is an advantage to it if you return the clippings to the into the thatch level of the grass. It actually produces potassium, which is an element that helps with the uptake of potassium, which is an element which is critical to plant growth. So
it doesn't do the grass any harm?
It doesn't do the grass any harm. It just makes it a little bit harder to manage, especially if you've got young children. They run outside, run around the lawn, and none of them wipe their feet coming back in. It's a little bit like your pets as well.
Russell Fenson, that was the stupidest idea I've ever had, and I'm regretting saying it because those lawn clippings absolutely have to be picked up. So many good tips. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's okay. As I said, the main tip is just like your bin, once a week.